Okay, so the show tonight is about Koni Hamage. So it's a famous. There's really two Gemaras about Koni Hamage, two famous Gemaras about two stories which are famous about him. One of them is the Hamage one. That's what we're gonna do tonight, and then maybe there's the other one where he went to sleep for 7 years, which maybe we'll do that a different time.
Isn't there another one? We went to the Roman government.
No, I don't know about that one. Oh no, that's so we'll start on the Mishnah on Yud Tesamid Aleph. So it's talking about there's all types of fasts that we do for rain, you know, if we want rain. It's not raining. So then there's different types of fasts that you do. So my Mishnah starts, and Tainus, but we'll start the Mishnah on Yud Tesamid Aleph in the middle of the Mishnah. So it says, I'm like the fourth to last skinny line. It says, I'll call Tzara Shlo Tovah Al Tzibur on any Tzara, which it's a euphemism or whatever that comes on the tzibor. We blow shofar, trumpets, shofar, whatever. Chutz mi rov gishamim, besides rov gishamim, besides too much rain. And Rashi says it means not the village is like far yardu, means the rain already fell, but the torah chaim levnei adam, but and it's a tircha for the people to have more rain. It doesn't ruin that. Okay, but time in Farsh B'Gemara, Allah Ma'in Masri, and the Gemara will explain why. Okay? Okay, fine. So if we jump now to Chaf Gimel Manalath, maybe even Chaf Beis on the base for 1 second. It says, if you look at, let's say, Chaf Beis on the base, so it says, I'll call so to the Tanra Abana, like Tanra to the bottom. I'll call so to the Masri, I'm Chutz Mirav Gishamim, my time. Oh, why don't you misspell for too much rain? It's too much rain. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. If you shame a spalam al Rov Tova, because you don't daven for Rov Tova. Okay, right? You just don't. You go to pasuk, but I mean the pasuk isn't especially helpful. It says, "Why? How do you know?" Minayin. It's not even clear. Ad evil die. Okay, and it's like not clear in this Gemara. It's like, why not? Why can't you daven for Rav Tova? And if you say, because it's not really, it's kind of funny. It's like, it's really just annoying. Of course, you're not Mesrian. You're not Mesrian for things which are annoying. You have to Mesrian for things which are really at risk to people or something. Just a little bit of annoyance. Obviously, you don't daven. That's not because it's not Rav Tova. So it's not clear, like, what is this idea of Rav Tova? So we'll get back to that. Okay, so now if you jump to the real, so here's the story. I'm sorry. Back to the Mishnah. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah tells a story. Let's go back to our Mishnah. So chutz mirav gisham ma'isa shamar lechoni hamagel. So there's a story. They said to choni hamagel, hispaldu shiardu gisham. So the Gemara says, by the way, choni hamagel was in the middle of the second base of Mikdash. I think it's Rashi on the Gemara, but whatever. So it says they said to him, daven that the rain will come. Amar lahem tzuv v'chnisu tanuri psachem b'shvil shelo yimoku. So go and bring in your Pesach to ovens so that they don't get ruined by all the rain. So Spalu, sure enough, they did it. Spalu, he did it, and the rain didn't come. Didn't work. Right? So Ma, so what did he do? Ugh, he made a circle, V'amad B'Sof, and he stood in the circle. V'amar L'fanav, Ribono Shel Olam, V'necha Samu P'neihem Alai. Shani Kiban Bias Lefanacha. So your sons, Hashem, have put their faces to me. Because I'm like a Ben Bias before you. Nishbani B'Shimcha God, I swear by your great name. She'eni Zelz Mikan Adcha Terachim L'Banacha. That I'm not going to leave this circle until you have Rachman on your children. Eschilu Gisham Minatvim. So the rain started just dripping. Right? Drip, 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 drip. Okay. So it says, Omar Lokashalti. That's not what I wanted. Ela Gishmei, that's not what I asked for. Ela Gishmei, Boro, Shichan, Maros. I want the rain, which is going to fill up the pits that we could drink from. Right? Okay. So, Rashi, Shipua, Gisham, Le Malas, Boros, to fill up the pits. So, Eskilu, right. So, Eskilu, Ler, Bizaf. So then it started pouring, like buckets, right? Amar Lokal Shal, that's not what I asked. Ella gishme ratzon bracha on adava. It's one day like playing. Nice bracha on adava. So yardu kitiknan davas ratzon ayin yafa. Fine. Yardu kitiknan. Right. So basically it came regular. Ad shiyatsu yisrael miyushalayim lahar bayis v'negi shaman. Until the Jews That's there's so much rain that they had to leave Yerushalayim to go to Har Habayis because the rain was so much rain, right? It's like flooding. So Ba'uva Amrulo. So they went to and they said to him, "Kashem shaspalta alayhem sheyerdu." Just like you daven that it would rain, it would come down. Kach spal sheyecholam. So also daven that it will go away. So Amrulahem tsuru in imchas evanaton. Go and check whether this big rock got washed away. Okay, so this big rock in Yerushalayim, they would go there. Just like really high. Basically, it doesn't happen. The Gemara elaborates on the story a little bit more. But basically, I'm not going to daven. And I think the Gemara says because it's this Rav Tova, you're not supposed to daven to get rid of the Tova. Now you think when this rock gets filled, covered, washed away or covered, then it means it's like dangerous or whatever. But in general, I'm not going to daven that it goes away. We'll see. The Gemara has a more elaborate version. Then it says, Shalach lo shemen shetach. Shimshav sent him, Mole choniata. If not for the fact that you are choni, goes Rani Allah nidoy. I would have been goes there nidoy against you. By the way, I learned this with Rabbi Zimmer. Aval ma'a esalcha, what are you going to do? Sha'at ha'mischata l'fnei ha'makom. It's like you're sinning before Hashem. Vosel chorzonchan, he's doing your will. Given, shimischata alaviv. Vosel like a kid who's doing misbehaving, right? But the father listens to him. Right? The father and the mother and whatever was aboard you are happy with you. Okay? So that's the basic version of the story. So he has this somehow, this again, we'll read the Gemara, it's a little more elaborate. But he basically has this technique of going in the circle and is somehow seemingly forcing Hashem's hand, if you will, saying, I'm not going to leave the circle until you leave. And not only that, it seems like it was Shemitah criticizing him, but yet it seems like somehow it worked. Right? It worked. Seems like it's not right. Seems like it's Azos. What gives you a right to do that? Los Anasu. Yeah. It just doesn't seem right. Right? And you see Shemitah doesn't think so also. It seems
Shem
like.
didn't think so either because he.
Yeah, first he didn't. Right. It's true. So now if you look, so basically there's a little bit of a longer version. So if you jump to Chaf Gimel and Aleph, so it's like 10 lines in. 15 lines in Tanor, Rana Pamachas, Yetzer Rav Adar, Kanavi. So apparently Habakkuk did this type of a thing. Shnemar. Okay. Then Rashi tells a little bit more. In the Farish, again, I'm not translating the parts which the writer and the Mishnah. So it says, in the Farish Batargam Shal Tfilas Habakkuk, Al Mishmarti Emda, Kamin Beis Asurim, Asa V'yashav. Okay, so I didn't look. I looked quickly at that, but apparently there is precedent for this in Habakkuk. I'm rather fond of Rabbi Shalom. Benecha, some of the name Elisha, Shal Nikim and Beis of Benecha. Nishba Ani B'Shem Chag Gadol, She Ani Mizal Zikana Ad Shachem Benecha. Eskul Lo Gisham Minat. I'm rather Talmidav. Rabbi Rei Nuchav Lo Namos, Kimedume Anu She Ani Gisham Yordan Alahat Yeshua Secha. So this is what this is adding in a little bit. So I'm just translating parts of that in. So the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, which seems Nira Oschav Lo Namos Benichusa. Notice he's saying, he says, no, please, Rabbi, daven, try that we don't die from this rain. It looks like the rain is just falling to fulfill Yeshua. Yeshua says, I'm not going to leave the circle until it rains. Okay, it rained, but that's not going to help us. It's not enough. Right? So that's what they're like asking him. So Amar, lo kach shalti. So he said back to Hashem, lo kach shalti. It's not what I asked. Ela gishmei barashif amaro. So I wanted it to rain to fill up the pits. So yardu bizaf. Acha kol tiba tiba kamalo pi chavis. B'shirucham shein tiba chusim milog. So basically, the drops were coming down so hard, the drops were as big as a chavis, which was basically a lug. It's like four revieses. A revies is a revies a lug. So figure like 12 ounce drops. Like imagine like Poland Spring bottle, water bottles. You know, the small guys without the plastic, right? Just coming down, smacking down, right? I'm rolo tamida. Rabbi reinuchav lo namos. Now it looks like the rain's coming down to destroy the whole world. Hashem doesn't look happy about this whole thing, right? I'm real fond of. So he said to Hashem, so I wanted just good, nice, pleasant, friendly rain. I'm real rabbi, will go away. No, you can't daven for Rav Tova. Right, so even though there's like so much rain, it's mamash pushing them up to Har Habayis. That's it. I'm not allowed to. Afal bikein heviu le par hoda. So nevertheless, please bring me a par for hoda. Heviu le par hoda. Okay, it seems like carbon tar. The Rashi says Vados Alav, Vassal Smicha Bevi Shlamim. Okay, Choni is on by. So basically, it's a Torah Da Shlamim. Shlamim, which is going to bring for a Da, and he's going to do Smicha. Samach Shle Adav Alav. So he leaned on it. But Amar Alfano Rivona Shalom. These people you took out of Mitzrayim, that's not, they can't handle too much good and they can't handle too much bad. Kiastalayim, you get angry at them, and you're not able to handle it. Ishbatalayim, give them the good, and you're not able to handle it either. You hear some of an echo, shift, so you shaman via Rebbe problem. Maybe you're well that the rain will stop and it'll be pleasant in the world. Which is seemingly not allowed to do. Isn't he davening for the Rav Tova? Miyad Nashba. So right away, sure enough, the rain stopped. It was pleasant. The winds blew away. The clouds went away. The sun shone. And they all went out to the Sada and they brought out Kamein Petrius. Right? So they basically, the Lich Lacha Geshama Kishal Bracha. That's basically a sign that there were rains of Bracha. Okay. Shalach Hashem Shetach Amali Choni Atikus Anido. I would put you in Chirim. Chilu Shanim Kishnei Eliyahu. So let's assume you were in the generation of Eliyahu, where the keys of rain were given in the hands of Eliyahu. Lo Nimsa Shem Shem Ischal Yadcha. Wouldn't the Shem Shem be in Ischalo? Rashi. Right. Amali Choni Ata Adam Gadol, and you're an Adam Gadol. Right. Ata. Right, Lenado Shenado. That's what they put in Chayim for. Or it's like not Kavod HaRav to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way, saying that's not what I asked for. That's like Azus. So we put you in Chayim for that. Shalmalah. Let's say it was a time where there was a Gzeirah to stop the rain. And the key to rain was in the hands of Eliyahu. Lo Nishrayim Ischalal Bidmiyah. Because Eliyahu swore that there's not going to be any rain, but by his word. And you're not going to leave this circle until the rain. So it's like, what's going to happen? Either way, you're going to go. Someone's going to leave me a shame. Either it's going to rain and Eliyahu is going to be knocked out, or it's not going to rain and Tony's going to be knocked out.
Well, how does that work?
Or it's, if it's a generation, or basically, Eliyahu says it's not going to rain,
Right.
right? He swore that it's not going to rain, and then Choni's swearing that it's going to rain, or he's going to stay in the circle until it rains. So basically, what's going to happen? So if it rains, Eliyahu is upslug. He swore that it's not going to rain. He's going to
In like 700 years ago?
what?
In like 700 years ago?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's Lo Yitzur, you were in a generation where there was an Eliyahu type of thing, then there would have been Chol HaShem.
But they're not.
Yeah, okay, good question. Good question. Good thing it wasn't the same generation. I know, it's funny argument, right? Okay. Avamoa selcha. What do you want me to do? He says, Dad, bring me to wash me in the warm water. Should find if it's owning. Now wash me in the cold. Tain later goes. Shkade. Give me nuts, give me whatever, peaches, pomegranates. And the father gives it. So, I mean, the kid could be asking in this rude way, but whatever, the dad's listening. Okay? Fine.
Of course, not
a question on Eliyahu. She says, someone's going to end up lying. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Let's just read. There's one more thing. So then the Gemara continues. It says, talks about the Lishkas HaGazas, right? Go Tanarabanan. Right? So the people who are in the Sanhedrin, what do they say to the Choni after this whole story? So it says, Vatigzar Omer Vayakam Lachal Valdorachacha Naga Or Pasigin Yav. Okay, Vatigzar Omer, what does it mean Vatigzar Omer? Ata Gizarta Milamata, you are goes there from below. Because Baruch Hu Mekayim Amarsko Milamayla. And Hashem was Mekayim, your words from above. V'al Derechecha Noga Or, what does it mean? On your words shone light. Dor Shaya Afal, generation which was dark. Hey Arta V'tfilasecha, you gave light through your tefillah. Right? Did Rashi explain that? Dorshe afal mirov tsar shalishon. They were dark because the tsar didn't have any rain. So you ended up lightening them from your tefillah, right? Ishpilo vatomer geva. Right? Dorshe yashafel. This generation which was low, igbato b'tefillah sachli. You brought them up through your tefillah, right? Okay. V'sach einayim v'shach einayim yoshia dorshe shach v'avono. It was like pushed down in their sins. Oshata b'tfil sacha, you saved them through your tefillah. Right, they were going to be destroyed, I guess. And you write Rashi, Shata b'tfil menhamisa. Tebeislam sova, you brought them, they were going to die because the decree and their sins, whatever. And then you, they were going to die and you saved them. You malit inaki, dorsh lo inaki. You had a generation that really wasn't clean from the veros. Milata b'tfilasa, you saved them through your tefillah. Nimlat b'var kapecha. So you saved them from your, you know, through your clear actions. Okay, so basically it sounds like it's just saying something like you saved this generation. The generation was in big trouble. And you, because of your gezerah, Hashem ended up listening and you ended up saving this generation, which was kind of in a bad situation. And you ended up protecting them, saving. Okay. Okay, so that's basically the end of the story. Okay, and I read through it quickly, but you know, it's okay. So, any questions? Yeah, how does he know that he's bad by us that he can do such a thing?
Yeah, you can't just
that whole question about this, the Rav Tova. Like, why can't you daven for the Rav Tova? What's wrong with that? And then, if there is something wrong with it, then how did he do it? He ended up doing it, right? Said he wasn't, but then he says, give me a toda. And then he thought, okay, so you did a toda. Big deal. How does that help? You're still doing the same thing. And that's a good
he's
question.
He's not doing this very forceful approach.
I know. Why is he doing this? Like, it's a good question. We don't answer this. It's like, there's a whole Seder of Tfilos when you have a tinius. When you have, there's three tinius and three tinius and seven tinius. Was Klai Yisrael doing this? Was he davening with the same Saint Talamantar? Like, what's, well, it doesn't give us the backstory, but I mean, we have a whole system. So the, that's first of all, that's not exactly your question. That's just a background question. Look, isn't Klai Yisrael doing something? And then what? He wasn't davening? Didn't he daven Saint Talmud? Didn't he daven? You're waiting till Mamash, till it's late in the game and they're going to die and now you're starting to daven? Like, well, why didn't he daven earlier? Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Yeah, it's late. It's the passing in Adar.
Right.
You're supposed to daven Cheshbon, yeah, early on. Like, this is like basically it's late. Almost when they're stopping to fast. I think it's Nisan comes in and they don't fast anymore. They give up. So you say, presumably they were doing it, but it wasn't working. And now they're calling out the big guns. They're saying, listen, Kony, we need something bigger. Whatever we've been doing isn't working. And it also seems like Hashem's resistant, so to speak. Right? He's not going along with them so easily. Not going down without a fight. And why is he being so mean? Going to Hashem in this rude way. It doesn't seem necessary. Also this lashon of Rov Tova. It's not Rov Tova. Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, too much of your thing is bad. You see, I mean, they're going to drown. It looks like they're going to push up to our bias. It seems like they're going to drown. So they roved over. I mean, why not? I mean, if it gets to the level, like if it's not so dangerous or it's not, you know, to worry about, then of course you don't daven for it. You only daven for these things. So in that story, you don't, you know, sign it. What's the saying? You don't have a sign it on things that, except what you roved over. You do it on all tzaros except for roved over. So apparently it must be it's a tzara. Not a tzara, then what's the whole issue? Right? How the Mishnah say? Give me a second. It says, I'll elu masrim v'shav now in a second. I'll call tzara shal tov tzibor masrim and chutz mirav v'sham. So apparently it's a tzara. So it's rov gisham, rov tova. Okay, rov tova, boaz rov tova. And you see when it rained the big balls of rain, that you daven that stopped. So that's not called rov tova. Just when the rain rains a lot and it's drowning, it's going higher and higher and higher and higher. Like why not? Right? I mean. Just doesn't seem like reasonable. Just because rain is good, but if you give too much of it, it seems like it's not good anymore. So what kind of rule is that? It's not just you don't the show. It sounds like you must follow the rov tova. You're not supposed to daven for it. It says in Gola you could do it because in Bavel their houses would like collapse because of the rain. And that seems that was okay. It's like just in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. So that's good. So Yaakov's saying that he was the door apparently was at a place where they were not, it wasn't raining and they did everything and it wasn't working, right? So apparently they were at a very low level And then in the other end, right? And I guess what would have happened? I don't know. I don't know what would have died. Who knows? Right? Which wasn't any.
A lot of people would have died and eventually would have.
Yeah, yeah, eventually, right? But basically, that was the den. Den of this door was basically that they were going to die. Right? And even begging for Rachamim, it still wasn't working. Right? Okay. But Choni tried a drastic measure. And his drastic measure was that he went in the circle, did this whole thing. And basically, imagine it doesn't rain. I mean, Mamish Choni is going to die. Right? I mean, he's saying he's not leaving the circle. He's this big tzaddik. And here it is. He's davening to Hashem. And he's saying, Hashem, please make it rain. Right? And I'm not leaving the circle. Like, davening, 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 davening. Right? So what's going to happen if he just dies? I mean, imagine the Chol Hashem. Here it is. He has this big tzaddik begging to Hashem. And Hashem just like letting him die. It's almost like Hashem doesn't care. Right? And that's going to be a big Chol Hashem. So in a certain sense, and again, Choni's cheshbon was that even though the door didn't deserve it, that Hashem wouldn't let that. Whereas that type of a Chol Hashem was, apparently he was like, yeah, he was a big enough tzaddik, and that Hashem would rather protect that Chol Hashem. Like, again, if he's not such a tzaddik, he'll just say, okay, he's a low-level guy. Right? Imagine he's a bum who does this. So it's not going to be that much of a Chol Hashem. He'll just say, he's a bum. Okay, bums can't just do that. I mean, they can't manipulate God. But apparently people understood him to be the super tzaddik, at least in people's eyes. And it's almost like Hashem doesn't care about his tzaddikim or dying and just letting them die. Why? Because you don't want to give them rain? Give them rain. Right? And that was his cheshbon. And it seems like he was right. It doesn't seem like he had to be right. Shem HaShadach kind of wouldn't have thought so. But he ended up being right. And I guess, look, at first, I guess, it rained a little bit, which in theory would cause a show, I guess, would not give him the rain, because Hashem didn't really want to give him the rain. At the same time, it's not, you know, it's not letting him just stay in the circle. He's saying, I'm going to stay in the circle. So now he'd get out. But apparently, once he saw the plan was working, apparently he saw that he was right about this, at least on some level, that Hashem is going to respond to this. So then he kind of kept pushing, right? And they kept pushing to get the type of rain which is really necessary to save them. Now, I guess, yeah, right, exactly. So he's forcing God's hand. Not like literally forcing it, but pretty much forcing it. But it's creating a situation where it's like the consequence of not doing it would have outweighed the harm of, you know, the bad of answering them. It reminds me of maybe the Havdil, but like these hunger strikes. You know,
we have a precedence for this.
It's like hunger strikes. Like these guys, I have these Arab guys in jail. You know, agree whatever the policy whatever. You could argue, I don't want to have a political argument here, but I mean, they hunger strike, and if you let them die in jail, they're going to be martyrs, and all the Arabs are going to go crazy and whatever. And like, I guess Israel has to make a strategic decision. Do they say, just let him die, who cares? He's a crazy guy, and let him die and whatever, and deal with, deal with all the people, you know, rallying and getting upset and whatever. Or do you say, whatever, it's not worth it. Just give him whatever stupid thing he's asking for and don't let him die. Because the consequences of just letting him die. So even though it's like, you know, so again, Lahavdil, I'm not saying anything funny, he's like those guys or whatever, but I'm saying sometimes you have to make a decision. What's worse? There's going to be a consequence of these guys dying in jail on this hunger strike. So too, there's going to be a consequence to the world, the Shem Shemayim, if you end up dying, right? But, and Hashem, so to speak, had to decide, and he decided in favor. But it's interesting that point. What about that other thing he's saying is that it's not a method. You can't let people do this method. Because you see, let's say two people do the method in the opposite way. So it's like you're playing with fire. It's like it's not really Like, it's true you weren't in the time of Eliyahu, but maybe they're just trying to show that this method is not really a legitimate method. You can't push God around, then you might end up actually causing a Chilul Hashem. It's like not clear. The point is, it's not clear. Maybe Eliyahu isn't there, but it's not clear what the other factors are. Maybe Hashem has some other reason why he can't make it right.
You don't know about Eliyahu,
but I don't know. Maybe there's some other chesed that is going to be Chilul Hashem if it does rain because of some other thing. Like Eliyahu, like the Kizo Shemaim, or whatever. Who knows? You don't know the Chesbon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like you're risking Chilul Hashem. What if you do die? Let's say Hashem can't do it for other reasons. You're just almost assuming, like, you understand everything. You're saying this is going to happen. What he's just saying is it's not a good technique. It's not, you can't manipulate God like that. And you might end up, the very thing, your whole thing is based on the fact that Chilul Hashem is so terrible that God's not going to let that happen. Well, maybe he's going to have to let it happen. And then you're the one who's causing this double Chilul Hashem. Are you so confident you understand everything that there's no Eliyahu in this time or whatever? But bottom line is Hashem let it go. He could have let him die, but he let it go. So he's saying is it's hard for us to put you in Chayrim. If you're like Hashem wants to punish you, he wants to punish you. But like ultimately Hashem answered you. Hashem responded to you and he expressed his Abba for you, even though you pulled off the stunt. You know? That's a good question. Why'd he have to be so harsh? It's a good question. Seems like God was playing hardball, so to speak, and it wasn't going to, you know, if he wasn't tough, then Hashem wasn't going to just do it unless he really demanded it. You know, he started trying to give this, he tried to give that. Ultimately, he had to be, you know, it's interesting, what Hashem think. Maybe he just wanted to convey this idea that it's not really appropriate. If he would have made it happen, it's almost like Hashem is like really a slave to you. But like the fact that Hashem was kind of pushing out shows that there was resistance. It's not really a good thing to them. You don't see anyone else really copying this. In fact, maybe we'll get to this next time. Maybe not, I forgot. But there's his kids or grandkids, they used to hide when it would rain. They didn't want people to find them. And they'd ask for rain in private. There's a kingdom in Bavel used to ask for rain in public. They'd have like a group of them and they'd go publicly ask for rain. But in Eretz Yisrael, they'd hide. They'd basically tell their family, oh, could you go get me something at the store? And then they'd go hide in some small little place or whatever. And, you know, and they'd hide and they'd daven like privately. Seems like this was not a good idea. And no one else copied him. In fact, on the contrary, they wouldn't daven in any public way after this in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems like there was not, look, ultimately, it doesn't seem like you put Kamachoni in Chayram. Kosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, giving him a pat on the back and then said, okay. But at the same time, it was not, like maybe that was because you see Hashem resisted. People realized this is not a good thing. And it could be manipulated. People imagine what could happen in the society. It could just get out of control. But yeah, maybe we'll see more about that next time. Yeah, so what about this Rov Geshamim thing? Right, what about this Rov Geshamim thing? So there's a Gemara which it reminded me of. So the Gemara is in Brachos, Tamach and Aleph. So it's saying you make a bracha on Ra'a me'in ala Tova and Tova me'in ala Ra. So what does it mean? I think that's what the Mishnah says. Let me just say the Mishnah says Mevarech al Ra'a. Give me a second. No, I think it's that one. Yeah, Mevarech al Ra'a me'in ala Tova. Right, and al tova mein al ras. What does it mean? So Rashi, as the Gemara says, hechi dami kignon sheshakol bidka be'are. So there's a bidka in your land. Rashi says, hold on. So there's like a flood in your land. Afagav de tava hilididai de mafka ara. Shirtan v'shivcha. So even though it's really good, because it's going to cause this like mud to come up, which is going to be a fertilizer, it's going to help fertilize your land. Hashta miha ra'ahi. Now it's bad. Shemechabelas tua shoshanazu. It's going to ruin this year's produce. U'mevarech baruch dynamas. So even though, you know, in the long term, it's really good, but in the short term, it's going to ruin your produce for this year. So you say, Baruch Dayanamas. right? And it has the opposite. Al tova shi'al menara, it says echidami, it says, you find the mitzvah, even though it's bad for you, because if the king hears about it, then you're going to really be in trouble. He's going to come after you. But right now, it's a tova, right? Right now, it's a tova, right? So you say a tova metav. So it's saying is, you see that certain things could be, in the present time, could be good. And even though in the future, it seems like it's going to be bad, or vice versa. And the bracha, the din of Baruch Tainan, is Baruch Tovah Meitav, goes by the present. Rambam says, it's like you make the bracha, whatever, the future will be the future, worry about the future later. The bracha goes by the way it impacts you now. And if it's like, I want to say, it reminds you of the Midas of Tovah Meitav now. Right now it's a good, you say Tovah Meitav. Right now it's a bad, Tainan. I, the long term, you'll deal with the long term later. Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the novel. Right. So it seems like it's true. That's the way brachas go. But it seems like, and maybe this is the same point, that's not necessarily the way tefillah goes or tzaka goes, which is that maybe it's the same phenomenon. Then you see that it's saying it's a flood. The flood is going to be bad now, but ultimately it's good. Right? So maybe that's what it's saying. It's like the tova in Eretz Yisrael, rain is good. This is the point Donnie is saying. The rain in Eretz Yisrael is good. We need rain. Ultimately, the rain is good. It waters things. It helps out the aquifers. Who knows what? I don't know. You know, it gives us fertilizers and all that. But it doesn't mean in the short term it's good. It's Rov Tova, but Rov Tova means ultimately. In the big picture, it's a Tova. And it's Rov Tova. It's more Tova. It's not. But it doesn't mean in the short term. The short term, it could cause you to have to go up to Harabayas. It could cause your fields to flood. It could cause your clothing to get wet and you have to get big cleaner's bills or I don't know, whatever. It's like it could be annoying, cause you to lose money, scary, right? All that. And it's, but ultimately it's a good. Ultimately it's a good for you. So it's saying is that you can't daven to remove that. That's wrong. That's a wrong feel. It's not. It's like you can't handle it. It's just emotionally you're weak, and you're short sighted, and you know you wish it would go away. You could wish it would go away from today to tomorrow, but that's a mistake. And you're not allowed to daven or something. You're not daven to Hashem to basically make it go away because it's wrong. It shouldn't go away. It's helpful, and you should appreciate the tova that Hashem's giving you. Right? And don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Don't just like, this is a good thing for you, and just say, oh, look, I'd rather, you know, Hashem, I'd rather if it rained every Tuesday night and Friday night exactly when it would rain. You don't get to order God around like that. So, look, if you're at a level, maybe that would be the case. But that's not our place to do so. You can't just say, look, bottom line is, this is a Tovi, take it when you got it. And this is a lot of rain, and it's great, and it's Tova, and the long term it's good. So it's not appropriate to just, daven that you wish it would come in a different way. It's a tova you're getting, and he's saying, I like the tova, but I want to have it in a way which would be even better for me. I'd like to space it out differently. So what's interesting is that there's a difference. And even though in terms of bracha, you may say, dynamas. It doesn't mean deny and pretend like you feel like it's good. There is a short-term consequence. And you say dynamas for that short-term consequence. But you can't daven. That doesn't mean you could daven. You could acknowledge the fact that it makes you feel bad and sad and lost and say dynamis for that. But at the same time, in terms of your tefillah, it's like your pilah when you judge and you think and you try to assess, do I really want to ask Kosh Baruch to stop this? Stupid. It's not appropriate tefillah. Because ultimately it's good for me. I want this. Unless you could say that you could say tell God to place another order. Send it back to the kitchen and ask for something else. But that's God's not your servant like that. Okay, so then now the question is, so what happened? So that's seemingly what was going on. Hashem was basically sending them this rain, and it was a lot of rain, and it was great, it was good, right? Now you can't just say to them, Hashem, I don't want it. That's what Tchoni said to them, I can't do it. But then he says, you know what, but why don't you give me a carbon todah, and I'll, shove it into the vidoy. So why was that better? Why was that okay? Okay, so putting together what Dani and Moshe are saying, that, see, the problem is you get the Tova, and you say, Akash Rahu, sorry, I don't want that. It's like, what kind of, where's your Hakar's Atof? The Gush Baruch Hu, just saying that's the, like, looking at the Thor's mouth. You can't start turning down the good and asking Hashem to take away the good. So what he did is, he says, on the contrary, how do I respond to the good? I bring a Karban Dota. Gush Baruch Hu, thank you. Right? Thank you for giving me this. This is good. And then in his Vido, he says this whole spiel that, listen, the people are not at high level. That, we get it again? Hold on. He says, Yerbon Shalom, Amchay Soshas Mitzrayim, Einan Yechon Lover of Tevel Lover upon us. They're not able to get either. They're not able to handle the good. They're able to handle the bad. They're only able to handle the bad means that they're not close to Betshuva appropriately, apparently. Right? And they're not able to handle the good means they can't even recognize the good. They're just broken. They're not, it's not working. It's not getting them to appreciate it. Right? That's what should have happened. They should appreciate the good and been still some soul searching, but the people are just at a low level. So, given that, look, the halavai, the proper way to relate to Rav Tova is to mimkabel the Rav Tova, recognize the short term pain, and to recognize the long term good, and appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you, and deal with it. But these people are at a low level. They are at a low level. This whole story indicates they're at a low level. And he's saying is it's not working. Ultimately, it's not working. So, but Hashem, please make it go away. But Torah, not but Torah, we don't want your good. But Torah, these people can't handle it. Well, we do appreciate, I'm their leader, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. On the contrary, I am recognizing that it's good. But at the same time, I'm acknowledging publicly, I guess, that we simply are not at a level to deal with it. And for us, it's just going to cause us to distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just going to be, you know, angry at Hashem. We're not going to relate to it properly. And therefore, given the level of the people that we're on, this is what's the only thing which is appropriate, ultimately. This is tefillah. I mean, Hashem seemingly answered it. But is that we... If you give us the Tova that we need, then they'll be able to recognize you and give Hodah, and we'll all be on board to, you know, to be thankful. And Hashem answered. He made it rain. You know, the clouds came out, and they had mushrooms and a sim bracha. So it means, I guess, he held that this is the people who recognize your bracha, and they'll be thankful if you give it to them properly. Now, we shouldn't be at level. We shouldn't. It's true. But at least he, given that he announced it that way, he's teaching them a lesson and then meeting them and spell that Hashem will meet them at their level. And Hashem did. I mean, that kind of seems like this whole story is ultimately the people are at a very low level and he's trying to make the best to save them and to work with Hashkacha given their level. He's also teaching them, yeah.
He's avoiding being boy b'yisurim, though. That's the chab, right? Yeah. Is that it's not a rejection. It's a reflection to the extent we can. It reminds you of the Medrash about Chazal praying to get rid of the Yetzirah, or in the first of the Yetzirah voted about the Zara. We don't want it, and we don't want the schar, you know, yeah. But you have to at least it was, so you're not...
Right. Rejecting the Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's right. His Kiddush. He came up with a way to do it, which doesn't have the problem of doing it directly. Yeah. Then going back to Elio thing, the easiest example you could see is that if there's Elio on the flip side, then there's going to be a Chil Hashem one way or another. And his point is not to say, like your question is, we know there's no Elio, Elio's not around anymore. But the point is it's one example of the type of a thing where it will be a Chil Hashem if Hashem makes it, if Elio had that thing. But I don't know, there could be a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons part of the divine plan that it will ultimately lead to Chil Hashem. So I don't know. It'll be a Chil Hashem if the people are at a low level and Hashem gives them the rain. Maybe it'll be, I don't know. It could be, you know, do you presume to know all the reasons why God has to make it rain, or otherwise it'll be a Chil Hashem? It's just you have this confidence that you, like, understand the full picture, and you're saying he has to make it rain because he wants to stop Chil Hashem. But I don't know, maybe there'll be Chil Hashem the other way. You don't really know. So you're gambling on that, and it could be you're going to be the cause of Chol Hashem. Your whole thing, which you're just trying to avoid, you're going to end up creating. So you can't really know that. That was who? That was Shem Shattuck's complaint? Yeah, that was his taina. But ultimately, Hashem accepted it and whatever. So I'm not going to, who am I to start arguing? I'm not going to put you in cherem. Hashem was mochal, so to speak. Right, given that Hashem answered him, it's in a certain sense he gave his check on it. Yeah, now it's going to look bad. If you put him in cherem, it's going to look like there's a fight. Hashem, whatever, it's going to be, that's going to be a bigger chal Hashem. So ultimately, we have to just let it slide. No. So self, not sure if it was a good idea. I mean, it worked, but I mean, maybe we'll have to see next week or whenever we do that next part of the Gemara. There's somewhat of a follow up, I think, but I don't know. I'm not sure. No one else did it after him. They seemed to, yeah, Chavak did it. It was a little bit of a different circumstance. I guess you have to look into the Chavak thing, but they didn't do it after him. On the contrary, it seems like they tried to privately daven after that. So it seems like it was not a thing which it could be bad in general for it to happen. But we'll see next week or next time. I think there's perhaps some follow through. But I mean, I don't know. It's almost like they're criticizing him, but not criticizing him. So I don't know. You know, it's a gutsy move. It's the kind of thing that we certainly don't recommend. And Shimon Shadow was saying no one else can do that. But ultimately, he did it. So I don't know. Yeah, don't show us at all. I guess if you're a leader like that, then you can decide on your own whether you think it makes sense. Ultimately, lesser people shouldn't do it. If someone's the same as Honi, I guess they have to decide whether that's a good idea or not.
Is